As we get ready for our Sunday series finale against the Tulsa Drillers, let's get to part two of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Corey Joyce. We sat down with a star infielder off to a scorching hot start yesterday for part one to talk about all he's accomplished for the Riders this season and his journey through minor league baseball. Let's tune into part two. Talking with Corey Joyce here on the Cacique pregame show. So you have that great first week in Amarillo, and then you come back on the off day and a stomach bug hits you. But that sucks. And then yesterday you come back and you hit a home run. So I would just ask, how did that feel after coming over what you went through?
You know, laying in a bed for 3 days, coming out and hitting a home run, you don't really have an explanation other than God. I don't really know what I had, to be honest with you, some kind of stomach virus, but I'm down some weight for sure. And I'm just blessed to be able to get back on my feet and be outside. It's been a good process so far this last day or so.
I'm not sure if you've been on the scale today, but do you know the official number?
It was at 9 pounds. I think I've cut it to 7, so down 9 pounds total.
Being down 9 pounds, can you believe that you still hit a ball 410 feet?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just needed to lose a couple pounds.
You have 3 home runs now this season after that one yesterday. You hit just 2 of them all of last year in your Double-A season. What's the story there?
Yeah, just trying to find adjustments. I was able to, barrel the ball a lot and have a lot of hard contact last year. Just finding ways to pull the ball in the air more and make some minor adjustments at the plate and catch some more balls out front. That's all our only real adjustment.
Some of your coaches have mentioned just how well you do keeping things simple, and sometimes it's not heat maps for you and what pitch might be coming in this count, but just what does the pitch look like and what might I see, and then putting a good swing on it. When did you adapt to that process?
Yeah, I think the last maybe year or so, I've really tried to focus in on not taking in too much information as far as scouting reports go. Just want some shapes and want to know how the pitches are moving and being on time. That's the main thing. I mean, being on time.
Was there a reason you made that switch?
Scouting reports can be a lot, you can get kind of fall into a little bit of a rabbit hole without knowing it, and just going out there and competing, I think is if you know what's coming and you know if you're on time for it, I think you're in a good spot.
You mentioned you're 27 and you were just kind of hoping for a chance. This is your 7th season in minor league baseball. How would you define your career so far and maybe what you've learned about life in minor league baseball?
Yeah, man, it's hasn't been easy. It's been a lot of ups and downs. Just super happy to be a part of another organization that has given me a chance to play, and just hoping I can stay on the field and be able to continue to play this year.
Where does your love for baseball come from?
It comes from a lot of things. Growing up, it's taught me a lot. It's taught me how to. It's basically everything that I've known. It's taught me how to be a good person, good teammate, treat people with respect, and all the professional side of things has been great. Baseball's taught me a lot.
You got a chance to play it now here at Riders Field. The final question for you, you make your debut yesterday. We talked about the home run, but overall, what were your impressions of playing here?
It's great, man. I love the city. I love Frisco. I love the place that we're playing, what we're staying at. It's a very nice stadium, great playing surface. Love how the infield is. It's been great. Looking forward to getting out in the city a little bit and exploring.
All right, that's Corey Joyce on the Cacique pregame show. Corey, thanks for your time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Our thanks again go out to Corey Joyce for sitting down with us here for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview on the Cacique pregame show. As we get ready for first pitch, we've got starting lineups coming up next, presented by Baylor Scott and White Hell. We'll be back in a minute from Riders Field.